Perfect Wine Pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
This week, when thinking about what wine to pair with Steph's vibrant chicken dish, it's worth considering which of the ingredients has the boldest flavour. Chicken, generally speaking, is a very forgiving ingredient to find a partner for because it has a smaller amount of flavour than other meats. Taking the grilled chicken on its own, you could pair it with virtually any wine of your choice, white, red, rosé, or sparkling alike. It's because of chicken's more passive flavour that there are possibly as many chicken recipes worldwide as there are different wines. Looking at the other ingredients then, in the case of the mushrooms, again, any colour of wine could work. It's only when our thoughts turn in particular to the wild garlic pesto and to some extent the cherry tomatoes that our good list of pairings gets a bit shorter. Although wild garlic may be milder than bold garlic, it's still not a timid ingredient. However, the overall tone of this dish is fresh, tasty and bright, so I'm drawn to wines that are as equally fresh and bright to complement things well. If you have to have a red, then something like a light Pinot Noir from the New World wouldn't be bad at all. However, I think a dry white, or even a more delicate dry rosé would be better. While a rich white such as Chardonnay would be fine, a more aromatic white such as your favourite Sauvignon Blanc would bring a zesty overall lift to the dish. However, for me, my perfect wine pairing for Steph's char-grilled chicken, mushroom, cherry tomato, wild garlic pesto and tagliatelle dish would be our Terra d'Alter Alvarino at $12.99 a bottle. Here, this slightly plump yet still crisp white wine brings delicate notes of peach and citrus characters that pair perfectly with the chicken. It also has plenty of aromatic and mineral interest that complement the pesto and the tomatoes gracefully. Cheers.
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.